Hello, everyone. It's Susan Whitcomb and Elizabeth Sanders Park, and we are here with the Tough Transitions Career Coach Program and an audio tip on something I think is really important, and that is how to say the hard things to the people that we work with. And Elizabeth, I know that you are just a master at this. Do you want to say a little bit about the difficulties and the challenges of saying the hard things to the people that we serve?
Certainly, and I wasn't always a master. I used to actively avoid this because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but it wasn't helping them in their job search. So this certified Tough Transitions Career Coach is all about helping people make tough life-to-work and work-to-work transitions. So one dynamic that necessarily rears its head is the need for someone to say difficult or sometimes uncomfortable things to the client. For example, they may have a really strong accent, or maybe they come off as arrogant. Maybe there's a behavioral issue or a presentation issue that could very well distract the employer from seeing their value and could get them screened out. And if they're not becoming aware of the problem from their home life or from their education or even from their last employment experience, when they go off to their next employer, it could really trip them up. So in our coaching, we have an opportunity to give the gift of saying some really difficult things. If not us, then who?
Right. And you've got a really helpful, easy-to-follow five-step program or process for that. So what's the first step?
The first step is to sort of give the client a heads up and to introduce in a safe setting the fact that this is part of the services that you offer. So perhaps in that initial meeting or when you're creating your agreement, to let them know part of what you'll do, and the two of you can even do it together, is to journey into the employer's shoes and take a look from their perspective on a regular basis. And if you see anything that could get them screened out, that you're going to want to extend the opportunity for them to learn about it and do something about it. So let them know.
Lovely way to say that, to extend the opportunity.
Yes.
Good. From the employer's perspective. And then it makes it feel not so much like it's coming from you, but it's from the other source. And the second step.
So the second step is, now that they know this is part of the deal, you go on about your coaching business. Create rapport, build trust, craft that partnership, but weave into it a regular opportunity to entertain the employer's perspective. Let the employer be part of the conversation, but build your coaching partnership. And
right.
Yep.
That trust is so important. And the third step.
So the third step is to ask permission. And this occurs when you realize, oh, there's something that needs to be said. And this may be days or weeks or months into your partnership. I made a commitment years ago that I would do it as soon as the opportunity arose. And it's actually not uncommonly that in the first or second interaction, I'll notice something. But we always ask permission. We genuinely ask and give the client control. And they can say, sure, let's talk about that. Or they can say, you know, gosh, sounds like it's going to be important. Can we talk about that another time? Or, you know, I'm not up for it right now. They get to control the situation, so ask permission to start this important conversation.
Excellent. It reminds me of a saying that I just have always loved, which is, truth is never optional. Timing and method of delivery is.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, and step four.
So once the client has granted you the opportunity to start this conversation, you've asked permission, they've said yes, you want to share practical solutions. Move right into that sharing the observation, and then brainstorm together. Some of the best ideas I've ever heard on how to deal with some of these difficult things have actually come from the client. So this is not you laying out what's wrong and how they ought to handle it. It's not advising. It really is sort of standing shoulder to shoulder with the client, looking at the issue and saying, I've noticed this from the employer's perspective. It could get you tripped up. Let's brainstorm some ways to overcome it. And then walk through some of the various possible solutions. Work with the client, as we do in coaching, to choose a course of action and to move forward.
Great. And the final step.
Well, we want to end positively. That means we don't tack this on to the end of a meeting. I say that from my own experience. I was nervous that it wouldn't go well, so I sort of stick it on the end and, okay, then thanks, bye. Don't do that. Couch in the middle of the interaction and end positively. One of the phrases you may use when you've had this conversation is to say to the client, you know, I'm glad that we had a chance to talk about that. I would hate for an employer to lose out on your talent or your vision or your excellence because of something as small as that. And then move on to the next topic.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing that framework. It's something that we can all use with our clients, and we look forward to being able to see the rest of you at our preview call that's coming up, and the information for that is in the email that contained the link to this audio. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.